Here it is, a Saturday morning, Easter weekend here in the Twin Cities, and it's time for another wine chat with our friend Jack Farrell from Haskell's. Happy! I don't know where I'm getting this happy anniversary.
But
maybe we'll think of that. It's been a lot of years.
Anniversary of what?
I'm not sure, but the show has been on many years here. So, but Jack, happy Easter to you guys at
Haskell's.
Thank
you, Denny, and the same to you and your family.
Thank you.
Today, I thought, what better thing to talk about is what to pair with your Easter meal. And, you know, an awful lot of people have ham at Easter. And, you know, we talked about Rieslings a few weeks ago, and there's nothing in the world that goes better with ham than a good German Riesling. You know, the sweet saltiness of ham, paired with that crisp acidity that comes from a Riesling, get a bone-dry one, is just perfect. And even if the Riesling isn't too dry, it's okay because of the sweetness in the ham. It's my first choice. If you had to have a red wine, maybe try a Beaujolais. Maybe do something different with a Beaujolais. Have one of the crus of Beaujolais, like a Saint-Amour or Morgan or Moulin Avant might be just a little too big for ham. But anyway, even a two-quart, just a village Beaujolais would be nice to have with ham. And, of course, a lot of people have lamb, and my go-to wine with lamb is always Bordeaux. There's a chateau there called Malmaison. It's owned by the Rothschilds, and they take wonderful, wonderful care of this property. I mean, while it's not classified, that makes it inexpensive. It's a wonderful wine. It's a great combination. It's about 50% Cabernet, 25% Merlot, and 25% Cabernet Franc. And that is all those varietals are blended together to produce this Bordeaux called Malmaison, M-A-L-M-A-I-S-O-N. And it's really wonderful. You know, they graze lamb or sheep on the flats between Bordeaux and the Atlantic Ocean. That area is kind of almost like a little peninsula, and it's called salty lamb because they graze on salt flats up there. And boy, I'll tell you, that Bordelais lamb is something else. But you can make very good lamb here at home. You know, we get wonderful lamb from New Zealand, and Colorado lamb is awfully hard to beat. But that would be my first choice. Another one would be Cabernet Sauvignon. And Ted Farrell's go-to wine for almost every day is Fog Mountain Pinot Noir, which is very good. But the Fog Mountain Cabernet would also be very good with any kind of lamb. And, you know, lamb cooks up in all sorts of wonderful ways. You can get a crown roast of lamb, a rack of lamb, lamb shanks, roast lamb, a butterfly leg of lamb. That's where you cut the bone out and you cook it just like a giant steak, the butterfly leg of lamb. And boy, I'll tell you, is that ever good. And trying that Fog Mountain Cabernet or Chateau Malmaison with that lamb would be a marriage made in heaven. If you're going to have chicken, why not try a Chardonnay? There's so many good ones out there. Tobias, our good friend Rick Foreman's son, Toby, makes a wonderful California Chardonnay, which won't break the bank and is indeed delicious and goes very nicely with chicken. How about the folks that have salmon? Pinot Noir, of course, is my go-to wine with salmon. And again, you could try that Fog Mountain, the one we talked about just a moment ago, the Cabernet for lamb. You could certainly try that Fog Mountain Pinot Noir with salmon, and it'd be awfully good. And a little tip, I like to marinate my salmon 3 parts maple syrup, 1 part soy sauce. What a marinade that is. I am telling you, you're just going to love it. It'll be your go-to way to prepare salmon. Just put the salmon in a Ziploc bag with 3 parts maple syrup and 1 part soy sauce. That's all. And just let it sit for a couple, 3 hours. Then take it out and grill the salmon or saute it. But that marinade of maple syrup and soy sauce adds another dimension that you're just going to love with that. And incidentally, speaking of that, a good glaze for ham is 1 cup of brown sugar, 1/4 cup a French mustard. By French, I mean Dijon mustard, and about 3 tablespoons of vinegar. Mix it all up together and pour it over to the top of the ham. And boy, it adds a sweetness with just the right tartness from that vinegar and mustard to make that ham really good. Again, it's a cup of brown sugar, a quarter cup of Dijon mustard, and 3 tablespoons of vinegar. Mix all that up and put it on top of the ham for an absolutely super glaze. Of course, there's at this time of year, you get those spring vegetables. Who can deny the pleasure of asparagus? Asparagus is kind of tough to pair wine with. One of the wines that go very well with it is Gölner Veltner from Austria. A crisp, even a Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand doesn't go too badly with asparagus. But asparagus shouts spring, as does carrots and new peas and all that. At any rate, and if you're having a little celebration because everybody's vaccinated, Easter brunch, one of the great things, of course, there's Bloody Marys to have. Another thing are mimosas, which is half orange juice, half sparkling wine. And one of my favorites is to have a cranberry mimosa, which is half cranberry juice and then half sparkling wine. And when you're making these mimosas, remember, you don't want to use a real good champagne. Any kind of sparkling wine, a cava from Spain, Prosecco from Italy, are better to use because they're inexpensive than, say, real French champagne, which is about $30 a bottle. You don't really want to waste that good of wine on making mimosas or even cranberry mimosas. And, of course, for brunch, you know, you have things like quiche, waffles, pancakes, French toast. Sparkling wine goes very, very well with all of those things. They're kind of sweet. I always tell people when you're having sweet things, why not try a Vouvray from the Loire. It's 100% Chenin Blanc and goes so nicely with so many of those things. But anyhow, the recipes I've just given are all available on Haskell's website, but they're wonderful things to try. A fruit salad for Easter is good, and marinade, use a half cup of Cointreau. Cointreau is an orange liqueur from France, and made by Robert Cointreau's family. It really is marvelous. And you use a half a cup of Cointreau, a quarter cup of lemon juice, and a quarter cup of orange juice, and then put in maybe 2 or 3 tablespoons of orange or lemon zest, and toss that with fruit. And boy, I'll tell you, you're going to find that is absolutely lovely. You know, speaking of Prosecco, if you get a Prosecco, why not try Cavatina? It comes in a very pretty gold bottle, so it looks nice, and it tastes even better than it looks. It really is a terrific Prosecco. And Prosecco, again, is an inexpensive sparkling wine. So if you're going to make mimosas, that's a good base, as are any cava from Spain, because they're always inexpensive. You can buy a pretty good bottle of Prosecco or cava from Spain for about $10. That'll be just swell to have with your sparkling wine. And also, those wines, in spite of being inexpensive, are quite delicious to have with your Easter meal, particularly if you're having something that's kind of like ham, salty. Sparkling wine just cuts through that saltiness and makes it taste all that much better. Then, of course, the great question comes up always in our house, what to do with all those leftover hard-boiled eggs that you've colored. Well, of course, I happen to love egg salad, and that's a natural go-to thing. Deviled eggs are just fantastic. And, of course, you can add eggs to any kind of green salad, I think, and it just adds an extra dimension to the salad, but chopped eggs in a salad. You can make a breakfast casserole, a lot of hard-boiled eggs. Creamed eggs on toast are good. You can take avocado and egg salad, mix them together, serve the egg salad in a half of an avocado. Makes a great brunch recipe or luncheon salad. Pickled eggs. Anyhow, the list goes on and on that you can use for eggs after you've use the hard-boiled eggs. And incidentally, those colored eggs make a great centerpiece for your Easter meal. Looks terrific. Or you can use the eggs when you're dyeing them, put the people's name on, and use them as place cards for your when you have people in, right on the egg, and use the egg itself as a place card. Or you can have an egg hunt. And then there's hard-boiled egg dressing, which is just delicious. That's chopped eggs kind of in a vinaigrette and with a little chopped pickle and something like that. And boy, I'll tell you, that is also a wonderful use of those hard-boiled eggs. And it can go on so many things. That egg dressing is very good, often just served on cold chicken. Is a wonderful little luncheon recipe. You slice cold breast of chicken and then put that chopped hard egg dressing on top, sprig of parsley on it. Looks beautiful and even tastes better. But anyhow, I think you get the idea. There's so many wonderful things you can do with different wines to go with different foods. And like I said, no matter whether you're having ham or lamb or roast beef, chicken, pork, salmon, etc., there's a wonderful wine that'll marry nicely with that, and really a good pairing of wine with food enhance everything, believe me, and make that your favorite recipe for whether you're having lamb shanks or a rack of lamb, and you have that right claret to have with it. Boy, I'll tell you, that when they marry well, it is just a wonderful experience. And, of course, you know, Easter, a lot of people have brunches rather than dinner. And we talked about the different things you could use with brunches. And as I said, one of my favorites is to make a cranberry mimosa. And that, again, that cranberry mimosa is just like a regular orange mimosa where you have orange juice and then sparkling wine. You do the same thing, only instead of that you use a good cranberry juice. And it looks pretty and absolutely tastes delicious. But again, remember, don't use real expensive sparkling wine if you're making mimosas. The orange juice, or the if you do the cranberry ones, the cranberry juice, you know, dilute that, and you really want that, a sparkling wine just to add the sparkle. It's not so much about flavor, because the orange juice and the cranberry juice are going to overpower that. And at any rate, I think you get the idea. Another interesting thing you can do, of course, is try Ted Farrell's 6 for 60, his spring celebration wine. He's got six bottles of wine, all packaged in a case for $60, and he has a Moscato, which is, of course, a wonderful sweet wine to have with dessert after your Easter feast, and happens to marry very well, I think, with carrot cake. And then Sittmann's Riesling. He has a Primitivo, which is a Zinfandel from Italy. He has a Malbec from Argentina, which is great for barbecue. He has Projection Cabernet in there, which is a terrific California Cabernet. Laforge Pinot Noir from France. And there you have the 6 for 60. Great six bottles of wine at a great combination. And you can use that, you know, for the next 2-3 weeks. You've got six bottles of wonderful wine, and try them with different foods. It's just a wonderful way to experience lots of different wines with lots of different food. But at any rate, these different recipes can, if you didn't write them down, can be on you found on Haskell's website. And as I said earlier, they're simple. I try to keep anything I do to very few ingredients and a quick assembly, so that whether you're looking at that ham glaze or you want to try one of the other things I mentioned, that chopped eggs dressing, they're all available on Haskell's website, as well as that basting sauce for your Easter ham.
Fantastic. Well, let's talk a little bit about Haskell's before we say adios today.
All right. The folks at Haskell's, you know, love to talk about wine. They love to marry wine and food. And best of all, they're going to put you in touch with a wine that will not break the bank. It's very affordable. There's a Haskell's near you where you can go to and save big dollars on wine, whether you're going to try a 6 for 60 or just one bottle of wine to celebrate. the place to do it is at Haskell's, and there's one near you. There's a Haskell's in Bloomington. There's a Haskell's in downtown Excelsior. In Faribault, there's a Haskell's right off at 35. Our supercellar up in Maple Grove is not to be missed. 22,000 square feet of wines for your pleasure. Minnetonka at Ridgedale. Minneapolis has free parking on Saturday and Sunday. Plymouth, St. Paul, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com, and it'll take you right into the world of wine on our website. And I hope everybody has a very happy and healthy Easter holiday.
Thank you very much to you and your family, Jack. Let's talk next week.
You know, Denny, I'm going to look forward to that.
Jack Farrell from Haskell's.